To Let's Talk Dentistry with Dr. Marvin. This show is sponsored by the Center for Natural Dentistry in Encinitas, where they take a holistic approach to dentistry and your health.
Good morning. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Thank you for joining me. This is Dr. Marvin Pantanko here live in La Jolla. This show is called Let's Talk Dentistry, where we talk about your teeth, but we talk about a whole lot more because holistic or natural dentistry, the office that I own and belong to, provides a different approach to dentistry. It's a more natural approach. So if you are on the side of, I want to prevent problems, I have symptoms, I need to get to the root cause of it, and then I need to get rid of it for good and not just suppress the symptoms. If you believe in common sense, if you believe in logic, and know that you don't want to put anything toxic in your body, then you need to go to a dentist that believes that toxicity is a root cause of a lot of problems, and we need to minimize our exposure to them. That's what the Center for Natural Dentistry does. It's located here in San Diego. People come worldwide just to come see us because we understand the basic philosophy that what you should do to your mouth should be good for your body and what's good for your health. That's the bottom line. That's the reason why what we do. A lot of people don't like what we have to say. People, other dentists, other doctors, they think that what we do is weird. They think it's quackery. I'm going to tell you it's just common sense. I think what they do is weird. I think what they do doesn't make sense. They don't have good explanations. They say, oh, it's what we've done in the past, or they like to fight and resist you. That's different. I am Dr. Marvin Pantanko. You're listening to Let's Talk Dentistry. This is an open call-in show. It's a half-hour show. If you need to call in, it's 866-K-PRAISE, 866-577-2473. I am opening up to your questions, 866-577-2473. Stay tuned to the end of the show. What I'm going to do is give you our telephone number to our office, to our clinic, so that if you are listening and you have a valid concern and you want to know specifically for you what the problems are, what the root cause, and how it's affecting your overall health, then stay tuned to the end of the show when I give the telephone number and I'll give you a special promotion so that you can get healthy. Hello, this is Dr. Marvin. How can I help you?
Hey, hello, doctor. How are you today?
Oh, I'm doing great. Thanks for calling.
I've heard you talk in the past about implants, and I had a procedure done to me some time ago. Tell me if you would approve of this in your office.
Okay.
I had a cracked molar. It was number 18.
Okay.
So I had a cracked molar. Incidentally, I have no wisdom teeth. When this happened, all my wisdom teeth were taken out years ago.
Okay.
So I had this molar that was cracked, and the doctor told me, he says, you know, I could try to bond it together, but I can't promise you it's not going to crack again. So he recommended pulling number 18 out, which he did. So I had no tooth in number 18, and he took about 3 months for it to heal. Then I went back to see him, and this is what he recommended. He says, you know, I could do an implant. He says, but there's a possibility your body will reject it. So what he recommended and what he ended up doing, because I said it was okay, he put a crown on number 19. You know, in other words, he grounded down number 19 and put a crown on it, but connected to 19 is a fake tooth, which does not go in the gum, but it sits in place where number 18 used to be. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I understand. It's
and
called.
I've never heard you mention this procedure, but do you recommend that?
Everything is on a case-by-case basis. But for you, I would absolutely not do that. Here's the reason why. Number one, they never really got to the reason why, or to the root cause, why tooth 18 cracked. Okay? Tooth 18 cracked for a reason. You have excessive forces biting down in that area. In the mouth, the way it's called a class 3 lever system, your joint, your jaw joint is where it connects. And then all the forces, or the majority of the forces, or the highest forces, are closest to the joint. And that's furthest in the back, where your wisdom teeth and then the second molars, which is tooth number 18, are. So if it cracked, then your forces are too high in that area. Number one, you need to get your jaw aligned and then your bite balanced so that many teeth hit when you bite down. because when you have more teeth hitting, the forces are distributed evenly. And there's many reasons why your jaw can keep misaligned, but I'm not going to go over that. But that's number one. Number two is I'm glad that your dentist recognized that you could reject an implant, because mainstream dentistry loves dental implants just like they love root canals. Okay, and most dentists don't understand how people or individuals can reject something just like you're allergic to a food like gluten or allergy an allergy to peanuts or whatever. They don't understand that thing. So I'm glad that your dentist was aware of that. Your tooth number 19 is the largest tooth in the mouth. And that's the tooth right in front of it. It's the six-year molar. It comes out when you're 6 years old. It's the largest tooth in the mouth. Let me ask you this. Your name is John, right?
Yes, sir.
Did you have any problems on tooth number 19? Did you have an old filling? Did you have any cracks in that tooth?
There was a filling from years ago, from the late 1970s. I had a filling in there. Yes, sir.
Okay. So they may have removed more tooth than necessary. Okay. It's if you're going to need the filling replaced, maybe it's okay to do a crown. But usually most dentists do crowns, and then they remove too much of the tooth unnecessarily just because they don't know any alternatives. It's not because, you know, they're trying to be destructive or anything like that, but they don't know any alternatives. The bridge that you're mentioning, it's really a bridge because it's more than it's more than one unit on one tooth. So you have what's called a two-unit cantilever or cantilever bridge. And it cantilevers back to replace tooth number 18. Well, if you know the physics of that and you know the forces behind it are bad, then when you bite down, the forces are going to be bigger on the hanging tooth or the fake tooth behind it. And if the forces are hanging on the tooth, what's going to fail is the cement on holding number 19 together. It's like a teeter-totter. And so when you push down on 18, it'll pull up the front side of 19. It'll break the seal. And if a dentist does not monitor that properly, then you can get decay under 19. And now you have a problem on your vital or your live tooth. And then they may recommend a root canal at that point. So it doesn't work. It doesn't. In a vacuum, it works. But in real life, it doesn't work. Okay, if you never bit anything on that side, you'd probably be okay. But if you're using it to chew with, which is the purpose of having this bridge, then it is a bad idea.
You know, I agree with you in the sense that I thought about that. I said, gee, there's no foundation to number 18 now because there's nothing under it. It's just being anchored by 19, the crown on 19. So up to this point, I haven't had a problem. It hasn't come off. Like you said, the cement could come out. That has not happened, and I don't notice any. You know, I've been able to eat with it. I've been able to do everything like it was just a normal tooth up to this point. But, I mean, have you ever did this procedure, like, at any time in your career? I mean, you know.
In the front of the mouth, very possible. Okay. In the back of the mouth, you have biting forces that go up and down on the tooth. Okay. And it's amazing. God created our teeth with a specific design. Like, in the back of the mouth, we have multiple roots. Why do we have multiple roots? Because we need more surface area. And we need forces that go to resist the up and down forces. In the front of the mouth, it's different. Okay, if you have all your teeth, the front teeth in the mouth are supposed to be shearing forces. That's why they call them to incise or to cut. Okay, and they're supposed to bite into food, but not supposed to chew food. And so the forces in the front are what are called more lateral forces, where they actually tip the teeth. Okay, not go up and down. So in the front of the mouth, the forces are a lot, it's because they're further away from the jaw joint. It's basic physics at this point. And so it's actually okay to do this type of bridge for like a front tooth. Some people have missing lateral incisors. Those are the ones right next to, there's really small teeth and they're right next to things. I would do a cantilever bridge on the front of the mouth, but in the back, you know, very dangerous. I like to do things that are predictable. And what you have is not so predictable, so that's therefore I wouldn't do it. But the mechanics just don't work in real life because when you bite down and chew, you don't chew straight up and down. When you get any dental work done, in your mouth and you bite down at the end of the visit, they adjust it so that it's not too tall. Well, they have you bite down. They say tap your teeth together. But those aren't the only forces. When you chew in actually in an oval pattern. Your jaw goes a little bit to the side, then comes up the other way. And so it's these lateral forces or these forces that come from different directions which actually affect the dentistry. And this is the problem, is that the dentistry fails. And when dentistry fails, my dentistry fails, I take responsibility because I try to engineer it so it doesn't fail. And, you know, so on a model in a vacuum, when they place it in your mouth, it makes sense. It could work. But in the long run, I wouldn't risk that, and I wouldn't risk removing more tooth structure.
And Dr., one last thing, I'll let you go. You mentioned about if the cement did come out and, you know, on number 19, if the cement came loose and it loosened, took everything off, could they just re-cement it? Because this happened in 2004. So far, I've had no problem. But, I mean, could they re-cement it if that were to happen?
It depends if it depends on the cement. It depends on how much tooth, because if the cement comes out, you know, you can have a cavity underneath it, because that's why the cement came out, okay, or it washed out. And if there's a bigger hole, like a bigger gap between the crown and the tooth, if you re-cement it, you may have to re-cement it and fill out the decay. And then if you're removing more decay, that means you have to remove more tooth, so the crown may not fit as well. Another problem that just came to mind is that if you bite down on that tooth because there's more forces tipping it from the back, the whole tooth itself could start to tip, okay? It could start tipping what they call distally or backwards, and then could actually create a space between 19 and 20. And when you get space caught there, then that's another problem, because now you get food caught in there, and then you can start having gum problems. It's like orthodontics. It's unwanted orthodontics where your teeth actually move because of the wrong forces. So, yeah, they could re-cement it, but it doesn't wash out. The cement doesn't wash out, how should I say, evenly. It's the cement basically tears away because of the forces of the tooth. Now, a lot of things come into play, like design and your bite and all of this stuff, but in my opinion, is not a great option. In my opinion, it would have been better to just leave it all alone, do an onlay on 19, and keep 18 missing. One of the issues that I have with dentistry is that they're so focused on teeth, and they really feel strongly that every single tooth should be replaced, okay? And in my opinion, is not necessary. I'm looking at the health as the things, and you don't need to have every single tooth in order to be healthy. There are plenty. There are millions of people out there with missing teeth, and they're still healthy. So you don't necessarily have to. It becomes more of an emotional attachment or this feeling that you have to replace missing teeth. And one of the questions that I always ask patients when I treatment plan is, would I replace this tooth if it were me? And if I wouldn't, then I wouldn't recommend it, okay? So most dentists make a living based on replacing teeth and doing dentistry and all of that stuff, which is fine. But I would not do it at the expense of having to replace every single tooth in your mouth all the time. It's just not one size fits all. That's basically what I'm saying.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Thanks, John. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. So you can see dentists, there's more. There's a lot more involved. Not every dentist comes with the same education. Not every dentist has the same experience. We learn in dental school, and I did go to an accredited dental school here in the United States. Not all dental schools learn the same things, but you know, they learn the simple stuff, which is if you have a hole, you got to fix it. And if you have a broken tooth, you can fix it. If you have bleeding gums, you can fix it. They can fix the obvious. But what they're not really looking at is the mechanics, the engineering that gets involved. And not every dentist is the same because of that. So if you are concerned about what works best for you, then really focus on the dentist that you go to. Okay, really focus on, does this person have the experience? If you are holistic, if you like the preventive nature, if you like the whole body approach, then you need to go to a dentist that believes in this type of dentistry. So if you have a call, 866-K-PRAISE, 866-577-2473, 866-577-2473. Every single show, I talk about one patient that I had because you can feel it. I was listening to a radio show. I don't know if it was on K-PRAISE here, but a caller called into this talk show, and then they were congratulating the talk show because the host was talking about, you know, was speaking his feelings, speaking his passion. And that's exactly what I do, okay? I don't care what other dentists think about me. All I care about is the patient that's in front of me. I don't care what the insurance, what kind of insurance they have. I don't care what car they drive. I don't care what their parents did or what their childhood is. That's all fine and dandy. It brought them to where they are today. But what I care about is you, my patient, and doing what's best overall for your health. Because I don't want to do any harm. I have a lot of passion for what I do. And you can actually hear it and you can actually feel it. And that's the difference between the dentistry. We spend one patient at a time. If you come to our office, you're not going to find seven or eight people waiting. We're not going to throw people into, we don't have 12 chairs. We don't throw people in there. And you don't get a five-minute exam with me. I had Center for Advanced Medicine is a great, great office that refers me a lot of patients, and I refer a lot of patients there. I had a great doctor that over there. His name is Dr. Dave Nelson. He actually comes to see me, and my family goes to see him. He's a wonderful guy. And if you are ever thinking about trying to figure out what's going wrong and getting to the root cause for your overall health, I highly recommend that you go see Dr. Nelson. He actually has a show, him and Dr. Kellis and his group over there has a show right after this. So I encourage you today to stay tuned and listen to what he has to say. But actually, he came over and he actually understands the whole body approach that we actually employ. And he actually comes to see us, and we just are all on the same page. And it's these people that are extremely passionate that spend the necessary time to answer your questions and actually get to the root cause of the problem. It completely makes sense. Our whole mouth, our whole body is connected. We need to understand this. You need to take responsibility in all of this because this is your health. These are all your decisions. The days are gone where you're just going to a practitioner and believing everything that they say. You need to start questioning things and stop blaming what happened in the past or your past providers because you need to just focus clearly on your overall health. And that's the type of mentality that we have in the Center for Advanced Medicine have. So I encourage you each and every time when you get anything done, understand who your provider is. Believe in your provider and believe in the treatment that they're providing. Hello, this is Dr. Marvin. You're on Let's Talk Dentistry. How can I help you?
Hi.
Hello.
This is Ann.
Hi, Ann. How are you?
Okay, I think. Okay. I have an overbite and my jaw is off. And how do they fix the jaw where it's it kind of the bottom kind of goes to the left? In fact, I have to kind of tell it to touch the top teeth to make them clench.
Okay. All right, Ann.
Plus, I have a couple of cavities, I think, because something's bothering me.
Okay. Very, very common. I'm going to tell you that a lot of dentists are teeth dentists. Uh-huh. The next level of dentists are the ones that look at the whole mouth.
Yeah.
And when you look at the whole mouth, you have to look at the mechanics and the engineering of how the mouth functions. First off, we identify why your jaw is off. Why does it shift to the side?
Yeah.
And then when it does bite down and your teeth come together, mm-hmm. is it because your teeth are in the wrong position or is your jaw in the wrong position? And then how do we fix that? Can we foresee or predict? We're like a really good detective and figure out which teeth are going to become problematic because of the things that you're going. And not only that, what can happen with you overall, your whole mouth? What can happen with your whole body because your jaw is in the wrong position? So we're taking it to another level, not just looking at your mouth, but looking at your whole body.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So most likely when you bite down and your brain is trying to get your teeth to come together, your jaw and teeth are not in the right position.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I've been chewing on these teeth 81 years.
Well, you're doing a lot better than most people.
So as old as I am, how are we going to fix my jaw? Wire it?
No. That's a very good question. And if you go to someone that is purely jaw-focused, they're going to talk about surgery and blah, blah, blah. That's not what you want to do.
No, I want minimum.
Yeah, minimal dentistry. You want to figure out if your jaw is going to get worse, if your teeth are going to get worse, and you need to know where the jaw is supposed to be. So TMJ, you ever heard of TMJ or TMD?
Yeah.
Okay. It's not really known what causes it. See, a lot of doctors, they like to make names for things, and they'll say, oh, yeah, you have TMJ.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But they don't necessarily know how to fix it, and they don't know why it's created. So one of the things that we do, and I was talking to a patient yesterday, is we kind of imagine that the teeth were not there. So if you can just kind of imagine, you take all your teeth out, you just put it to the side, put it on the table, and then you position the jaw to where your body wants the jaw to be, okay? And it's usually forward a little bit, because if you have an overbite,
yes, I do.
Okay. Then we have to figure out what potential problems are happening. We want to put the jaw back to its original position where your body likes it. And then if you could, hypothetically, put the teeth back in your mouth where the jaw is supposed to be, that would be the ideal place to put it.
Yeah, but we can't do that.
Yeah, it's impossible. That's why I teach parents, you know, with their kids early on in life, what to do and what not to do.
Mm.
But the first thing that we would do, if you were to come in, we would do an exam and evaluation, and I'll figure out where your jaw is supposed to be, irrelevant to where your teeth are. Because what's happening is your body and your mind is where your jaw wants to go, and where your teeth, when your jaw actually goes, when your teeth are together, are in different positions. So we need to help the jaw be in a more natural position. And the short answer is that we help you with putting you in a guard or a bite guard. It's really called an orthotic.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like an orthotic for your shoe. If you're walking around with one leg shorter than the other, you can walk around, but your body is not going to think.
I have that too.
Okay. So it's an orthotic for your mouth. Okay.
Yeah.
And what it does, it repositions your jaw so it helps your structure, helps your alignment, gets it straight, then you'll feel a whole lot better. And it's very simple because we don't do any surgery. It's very minimally invasive. We don't cut down on your teeth. We don't build crowns. We don't do any of this radical stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. Because in the end, it's where your jaw is supposed to be and not where your teeth are.
Yeah, because I have teeth missing, like you were saying, you don't have to replace them all. I have about 21 teeth in my whole head.
That's good.
Yeah.
At 81 years old, I would be happy if I had 21 teeth at 81. Okay? So congratulate yourself on that end.
Yeah.
But what I do is I would encourage you to schedule an exam and x-ray. Make sure you understand everything that's going on inside your mouth, okay? And we look at the jaw, and we can actually see which teeth are potentially the next problem because your body was trying to adapt to all those new things. Okay, Ann?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay. I'm going to have to let you go. Thanks, Ann, for the call. I appreciate both callers today. Time flies, and time flies in our office. If you schedule an exam, an x-ray with me or with Dr. Goddess, okay, it's going to be the most informative dental session you've ever had. And even for an 81-year-old, it's going to be the most informative because we're going to give you everything. We're going to give you the time, effort, ability to answer your questions and provide, give you instructions or suggestions to know what is best for you as a person. We're not looking only at the teeth and gums. We're looking at the jaw. We're looking at the jawbone. We're looking at everything. We really want you to understand the big picture. If you want to schedule an appointment with me or Dr. Goddess, now is as good a time as ever. What I'm going to do is I'm going to provide you free x-rays. That's a $199 offer. So if you schedule, if you're one of the first three callers right now, okay, I'll give you free x-rays, $199 with your paid exam. First three callers. That telephone number is 760 536-1199, 760-536-1199. You really need to do this now. There's no reason why you need to wait. Okay. So thank you, both our callers. This is Dr. Marvin, Let's Talk Dentistry. Same time, same place. Stay tuned. Next show, right after this. Wait 5 minutes. You got Dr. Nelson on this show. 760-536-1199. I will see you next time. Same place. I'm Dr. Marvin. I'm out. Have a good one.
You've been listening to Let's Talk Dentistry with Dr. Marvin. This show is sponsored by the Center for Natural Dentistry in Encinitas, where they take a holistic approach to dentistry and your health.